The Remembering Them podcast is a platform for people to share stories and memories of their loved ones who have passed away. The podcast was created in memory of Dad, Bob Cecil. May he rest in peace. Your hosts, Mark Cecil and Ryan Thwaites, acknowledge the rich history and importance of storytelling within Indigenous culture.
My name is Jorgie Skeen, and I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we meet here today. Today we're meeting in Meanjin, and those traditional owners are the Yuggera and Turrbal people, and I'd also like to pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and acknowledge my people, the Gubbi Gubbi people, and extend that acknowledgement to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people listening in today.
Hello Ryan, and welcome back to the podcast for 2024.
Hello, how are you in this new year?
Very good. Apologies to yourself and also our listeners. It's been quite some time between episodes.
Yeah, it's the Christmas rush, new year.
Extended break that really extended out. You and I both got busy in our respective lives, and hey, we're in March already.
Don't we get full income from this though? I
thought. Yeah, yeah, full so income, zero income for January, zero income for February.
So. That's it. Living off the savings.
Nothing has changed. Actually, there has been some things that have changed for 2024, which is really exciting. And where do you want to start? I don't know where to start. Let's start by, how was your break? What did you get up to?
Break was good. I spent some time overseas in the snow. It was freezing. And I actually had to do a lot of work while I was over there, which was disappointing, but it's the game I play if I want to still get paid and be in another country.
Speaking of snow and past guests, I have to mention that we did get a message from a previous guest, Alexa, just after you returned. She, if you'll remember her last episode, we set the challenge to her to get back on the skis after she unfortunately lost her dad to a skiing accident. Mm. And she did it. She got back out there. So very well done, Alexa. And
yeah,
great to see the jumping back on the skis.
So good. That's a big move.
So, mate, ski holiday? What else?
Oh, mate, that's pretty much it. And then just trying to get on top of work for the new year. All of my clients disappear over the break and then they all come back at the same time when they... I guess when kids go back to school and they all get back into it and then they all want to talk to me at once. So then I got sick when I got home for a week and that sucked. But yeah, that was it, man. What about yourself? New residence, new dwelling?
Yes. Yeah, you're well aware that we finally found a place in this crazy, crazy property market over here in the southeast corner of the country. For our international listeners, it's been crazy. It has been absolutely nuts. People are going nuts for property at the moment, even though interest rates are high and cost of living is high and people are struggling, people are still buying property.
That's so insane.
Yeah, really tough. So we were able to secure a place just before Christmas. And so that took a big part of the break in terms of getting that finance sorted and moving and all the rest of it. So happily settled into our place. And similar to yourself, all of my clients go away over Christmas and things don't really kick off until early Feb and then the floodgates open. So it has been crazy and hence why we have been a little bit delayed in our restarting of the podcast. So thank you for everyone for your patience in waiting. Don't know if there was many people waiting, but for anyone that
I've been getting all the emails. Have you not been getting harassed?
No, they must be going directly to you. No. I've just been getting harassed by Mum about when's it starting back up. And we're back. Mate, speaking of back and then those changes, let's start from the top. So you're going to notice post-release of this podcast a little bit of a branding change. So we're changing the name. Unfortunately, same old people. You're stuck with the same old co-host. Slight change to the branding. So we're going to change the name of the podcast to the Remembering Them podcast, RTP instead of RDP. Still have a similar logo, still similar font. We felt that it would just give people stop the confusion around, is it just dads that we're talking about? Because we'd often get that with a lot of our guests last year that were coming on. So obviously we're open to everyone and anyone to talk about their experience with loss and how they got through it. So just that slight change will hopefully stop that confusion. So Remembering Them podcast from here on in.
I like that.
Second thing we've got going, which is really, really exciting as well, is we've started a Patreon. For those that are unfamiliar with Patreon, Ryan, I've done a lot of speaking. I'll let you sell this one.
Because I'm a big Patreon user, Mark. That's the thing. The way I see, you may see this different, or listeners may see it different. The way I see Patreon is you can support the people, artists, professionals that are doing this, I guess, part-time or, you know, in a reduced capacity by kicking in some cash and supporting the show, supporting the artist, supporting the individual, and in return, get something for it. And I am a Patreon subscriber and for an artist, and yeah, I get weekly updates for him, you know, different things. And I think, did you want to go through what we're thinking for our Patreons?
Yes.
If you would like to support us.
If you would like to support us and be a Patreon member for RTP, the Remembering Them podcast, we're looking at $9 a month, Australian dollars, which if you're in America, even cheaper, $6 US. Mm. And what we're looking at providing is some exclusive content. So each guest, we're going to keep the camera or keep the camera / microphone rolling and recording some of that gold that we've missed last year. So what Ryan and I found last year is that often we get some really amazing chats after we'd stopped the recording officially. And we're going to provide that to our Patreon members, paid Patreon members. Every episode, you'll get a snippet of 5 to 10 minutes, depending how long we, yeah, a little bit of extra. And we'll send that out to you. And we're also looking at providing our Patreon members an online conference at the end of the year. We're still building that, but it'll be around getting together, having some professionals speak and connecting. That'll be the theme of the conference. So that's all included. There'll be nothing extra on top of your monthly Patreon membership. So just a reminder, $9 per month Australian, $6 per month if you're in the US, which is, you know, it's the old cliche, a coffee a day, less than a coffee a day. So we'd really appreciate your support. Ryan and I both work full-time, as most of you know. So this is just something that we enjoy doing. And I guess the way we look at it is if it covers our costs in terms of producing the podcast, then, you know, we're happy to continue on for as long as people will support us and listen up.
And the other thing I was going to say was if you have any suggestions for things that you would like to see out of a Patreon, we are open to suggestions also. So, feel free to send those comments through.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's not too much. Otherwise, we're going to have to bump up that price.
No, it's funny. Well, the Patreon that I'm in originally was $7 a month, and I'm happy to pay that. And it was $7 US. And then at some point, he sent out an email and said, somebody suggested that I make a higher tier just in case anyone wanted to support me more. So he made it $18. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll pay $18 a month. So that was kind of cool. I thought like that someone suggested that and that, you know, he's got two tiers. So I'm not saying we need to do that or we should. I'm more than happy if anyone wants to kick in the value of two coffees a month. But it's interesting how Patreon works. It's such an interesting platform and dynamic. I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, we just thought it was a really nice way that we can have keep producing content, keep producing episodes and have people support us and have a little bit of our costs covered. Yeah.
And build a little community too. That's the other thing I've found on these Patreon platforms. I'm in a couple is that, you know, people chat in the comments section and, you know, they have like meetups, and that's something we talked about we could do as well. Is we build a little community here. We could have some regular, semi-regular hangouts and talk about stuff. So yeah, I'm in another Patreon just for the community. It's just cool to be part of something. So yeah.
Mate, with the branding name change, I have some exciting news for you and our listeners as well, is that we have a new logo / podcast artwork.
Okay.
So I will, I know you've already seen this, but yes. I will show this to you and perhaps you can describe it to our listeners. Let me just share this with you. So, mate, that is our new, Ryan can now see on his screen our new podcast artwork, which you'll be able to see on all of the apps, I'm assuming, and we'll obviously upload it to all of our socials. But Ryan, what do you think?
Why do you look 21 and I look 61? Surely this isn't real.
Look, I just provided the artist with our pictures and...
That artist needs to get fired. I'm leaving a bad review. What am I looking at here? Like right off the bat, this is clearly a Simpsons animation. You and I are huge Simpsons fans. We also talk about this quite a lot. And yeah, this is a picture of you looking handsome and quite smug. And then on the right, a picture of me looking all old and disheveled. And in the style of the Simpsons. They've done a great job. That, let's be honest, that looks like you and that looks like me. And I'm wearing a Broncos jersey. Excellent. And you're wearing, I'm assuming, a State of Origin jersey, not a Queensland Reds jersey. And then in the background, Remembering Them podcast, new logo, brick wall. We're in the studio. You've got your headset around your neck. I've thrown mine off because I don't need that. I don't need it. And look at, we've tangled the cords around a little bit, haven't we?
We have. Look, the artist, I have to admit, I gave her a real... pretty much that brief that we want to be in a podcast studio, gave her a picture of us each, want to be in the Simpsons theme because Ryan and I are both big Simpsons fan. We want a new logo, keep the theme, keep the colors, keep the outline of Dad in there, just change the name slightly. We both enjoy our football. So ideally, one of us wearing a Broncos jersey, the other one wearing a Queensland Maroons jersey. And that was pretty much the brief. And
you killed it.
Here's what she provided. Absolutely killed it. I think she's done a fantastic job. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alison, for providing that artwork. You did a fantastic job and we really appreciate it. And I think it's us in a nutshell.
It's cool. It's going to be great as like the artwork on the podcast. I'm a big fan.
So keep an eye out for that. We're going to, once we release this episode, we're going to upload that onto all of our socials and obviously change that on the podcast platforms. So that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for that. That was a great surprise. I will say that.
Also, on top of our Patreon membership, don't forget that we have the My Legacy Message service that is still running. If you want to leave a message, video message, recorded message to your loved ones, which can be delivered after they've passed away, often as a surprise, please reach out to either myself or Ryan or the Remembering Them podcast at gmail.com and we'll help you organize that wonderful service. Yeah, so very exciting. 2024, new year, new us in terms of the branding, same old Mark and Ryan, but we do have the Patreon membership offering for those, and obviously we'll link it in the show notes and on our socials, etc. But that's about all we've got for the intro episode for the year. I think we should just get straight into it. We've got a fantastic, I know we've got a fantastic chat TAP guest first up. Thanks to yourself reaching out and finding her late last year. And we did promise last year that we were going to try and do one per month chat TAP and then back to normal, our normal storytelling with individuals. So straight off the bat, we've got a chat TAP episode and then we'll look to get some more guests on. So looking forward to a really big year. Thank you everyone who has come back and followed us from last year and welcome to anyone that's brand new and have somehow found us either through suggestion or just dumb luck.
Dumb luck. I love it.
Thank you, mate.
Fate. Let's call it fate.
Let's call it fate. Mate, thank you for joining me for our very short intro.
Thanks for joining
me. Back to 2024 ep. And hey, looking forward to really another really cool year speaking to and connecting to some really cool people.
Love it, mate.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Remembering Them podcast is created for entertainment purposes. Mark and Ryan are not licensed mental health professionals. If you would like to discuss your mental well-being, several free resources are available in Australia. Information about these services is available in the podcast notes. Please take the time to contact a loved one today and tell them how much you appreciate and love them.